Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listening family. I am so excited to be here right now at this moment. I want to thank you for joining us for another episode of Impacting You here on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Alexis Smith, and it is my pleasure to be your host for tonight's episode. Tonight we have a special broadcast featuring a returning guest, author and energy therapist, Paula Potts, as she launches her Feel Better Challenge. Tonight will be part 1 of 5, and we are going to go through tonight's session with an emphasis on breathing. Yes, family, I said breathing. I realize that breathing is second nature and something that doesn't seem to require practice, but let me tell you now and promise you in advance that Paula is going to take it to a new level with you and for you tonight. And quite honestly, starting simple is a good thing. I find that too much is unnecessarily complicated these days, stressing us out, messing up our breath, if you will. So I, for one, am happy to start with something simple. Either way, Paula will be here to join us live in just a moment. But before we welcome her, I'd like to first welcome to the studio our special co-host this evening, Councilwoman Mrs. Joyce Burgess. Joyce, thank you for joining us this evening.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. And also thank you for inviting members of your organization to join us as well. I know you'll tell us more about them and the work that you do, because I, of course, know that you are quite the superstar as Councilwoman in your city of Baker, Louisiana.
Yes.
And I understand also that you are a mayoral candidate in your upcoming local election. So how about I be quiet for a moment and allow you to say hello and to share a little bit more about your background and some of the current community initiatives that you have going on.
Well, good evening, Alexis, and thank you very, very much. It has been a joy, Alexis, to watch you and your work expand over the last 5 years or so. The concept of Impacting You Radio as a tool to unite and encourage communities of open-mindedness for solution-seeking people is just fantastic, and I applaud your initiative as well as give thanks to you for inviting me to be a part of this evening and the Feel Better Challenge series. Yes, you've done a remarkable work. But I just want to tell you a little bit about me. My name is Joyce Burgess, of course, and I've been married to my high school sweetheart for almost 40 years. We have five children, ages 40 all the way to 20 years old, and we homeschooled all those children for nearly 30 years. And I tell you, a lot of people say that homeschooling is not for them, but you know what? Homeschooling is not for you until it happens to you, and it happened to us. And we've homeschooled the children, and I can honestly say, by the grace of God, those children are quite successful after being homeschooled. One of the great things that homeschooling does is it puts children in a way where they can speak for themselves, where they show initiative, and they can be productive citizens in this society. So I'm very grateful for having shared that part of my life with my family. I also am a councilwoman here in the city of Baker, Louisiana. I ran an election about 4 years ago, and by the grace of God, we won. And yes, now I'm moving on, shifting a little bit, and running for mayor of our city, and it really, really looks good. But, you know, one of the things that God has done in my life, and I really want the audience to take away, is that I am a mother and a wife, the highest calling that I think a woman can have. And those are the two things that I just set everything upon, because those are the two things that I've well invested my life in. And I can tell you that the returns are great. So thank you again, Alexis, for having me.
Absolutely, Joyce. You're welcome. And, you know, it's my pleasure to have you here. I've enjoyed following your career as well, and it is indeed an inspiration. So thank you again for your time. I look forward to sharing tonight's experience with you and with the members of the National Black Home Educators and, of course, our full listening audience. Speaking of audience or listening family, as I like to call you all, I'd be remiss if I did not welcome those who actually registered for tonight's session. Joyce, I know you've seen it, but Paula has done some phenomenal promotion yes. of her Feel Better Challenge. And those who registered were provided with handouts that will support them through tonight's session, as well as hopefully encourage their continued independent practice of some of the techniques
Absolutely.
And setting up that sacred space, as Paula calls it, and that she's going to share more with us in just a moment. Now, listening family, if you did not register, it's okay. Paula has made the materials available to her Facebook network, and if you are on Facebook, you can go now and look up Just Paula, JustPaula, Just Paula. If you type that into the search bar on your Facebook homepage, her page will come up. You can like it, and at that point, you'll be able to see that she just recently posted the materials for tonight's session, so you can go there. You can also visit paulapotts.com after the show for information on how to contact Paula directly. So let's see. Joyce, lastly, before you introduce our presenter and we get started, I told you I'm excited, allow me to welcome anyone who might just be joining us online to call in if you have any comments or questions. You may dial 646-787-8052. Now, I had someone remind me earlier in the day to say the number slowly, Alexa, so I'm going to say it again. It was 646-787-8052. And you can dial in at any time during the broadcast. We plan to be on the line for about an hour tonight. It's about 9 p.m. Eastern. You can dial in at any time during the broadcast to just listen from your phone, or you can press 1 to indicate that you'd like to be connected to the studio. And we're going to do our best to get everyone who wants to speak with Paula live on the air a chance to do so. So now, without further ado, Joyce, would you please introduce our esteemed guest, and let's get started.
Absolutely. And before I do that, I would like to welcome the NBHE guests. Thank you all so much for coming on, for taking a minute out of your busy, busy life, especially around this Christmas holiday season. Thank you so much for coming on, NBHE members, and every other guest that's here tonight. Paula, on behalf of tonight's Impacting You broadcast, NBHE, and grown folks everywhere, I'd like to thank you for creating this space for us. You know, so often the simple things are overlooked and unappreciated. When I learned of your Feel Better Challenge and understood that we'd start with an emphasis on managing our own quality of breathing, then moving into grounding ourselves and other core solutions and simplicities of wellness, I knew I had to invite my friends to participate. It has just been a transformation in my life. So again, as I have the pleasure of welcoming you, Paula, I must also express my gratitude for your time and expertise this evening. NBH guests on the line, please don't be shy. When Paula opens for questions and comments, go right ahead and hit number 1 to connect with us on the air. Paula is a wealth of calm and good energy, especially since I'm on this mayor's race. Thank God. She's such a great calm and good energy for me, and I want you to see her as a resource. Please, please, please take the benefit of her tonight. Welcome, Paula.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Joyce. Thank you for that Feel Better introduction. I feel better already.
Amen. Well, let me share just a note about your background, Paula, and then the floor is yours. One morning, I just happened to wake up, and I read about breathing and how God spoke to Ezekiel and said to breathe on these bones and speak to these bones and just the breath. You know, when I heard that, and then the next thing I know, I'm talking to you. So that's just that divine connection. So here's a little bit about Paula Guest that you should know. Paula Potts wears many hats. She's a therapist. She's she's a polarity therapist, a practitioner of energy medicine, and a metaphysical healer who found her own healing through divine resources outside of conventional medicine. She lives in the Washington, D.C. area, where her other hats of jewelry designer, professionally trained singer, oh my word, a dog mom, I just finished doing that, and more. All are benefits to her community, her friends, her family, and her congregation members. Paula has authored a book entitled Yesterday When I Was Crazy, A Sacred Contract with Healing. Therein is a compelling tale of a woman's lifelong journey that begins in a unique culture of African-American privilege in the mid-century South and progresses to her struggle with anger, racism, anxiety, and crippling pain that eventually ends a promising career in government service while opening another door, behind which she finds her redemption and a new way of life and living beyond the confines and limitations of conventional medicine. Paula's story of healing her own body, her mind, and her spirit will inspire anyone who has walked through these difficult paths and is seeking the light or who has found a way to healing and health. Paula believes and often quotes that love is the answer and that God is bigger. Paula, we welcome you to begin. We are ready for you to launch your Feel Better Challenge.
Thank you, Joyce. You just keep making me feel better and better and better and better. I could just stop now, right?
Right. Amazing.
I feel better because Joyce knows how to make you feel good, that's for sure. And Alexis, thank you, Alexis. What a blessing.
My pleasure.
It is to be back on Impacting You Blog Talk Radio with you and our guests, especially Joyce and the National Black Home Educators. I love homeschooling, and I had some homeschooling when I was growing up. My parents were educated to learn to read and write and practice your lessons at home, okay? So I can connect with that very much. Also, a very, very warm and loving and happy holiday welcome to all the other listeners that have joined in for this experience of breathing exercises tonight and getting something you can feel from the Feel Better Challenge, Part 1. Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I am ready to launch.
Well, I'd like to start with
just a little brief commentary about what I've learned after 20-plus years of conscious breathing, study, and practice. Here is what I know for sure. You know, you hear Oprah ask that question a lot of her guru guests, and so I love that question. And what I know for sure is that breathing is the most reliable, available, natural resource that we have for self-healing, self-regulation, and anchoring ourselves in the present moment. The most reliable, available, natural resource. That's what I know for sure. Dr. Andrew Weil calls it the master key to self-healing. How we breathe has enormous impact, and that's why we're talking about it on Impacting You, on our health, our well-being, and our ability to heal. And what I have learned recently in study is that as a culture, we need to breathe more deeply. Yes, we breathe naturally all the time, as Alexis reminded us. It's an everyday thing, every moment thing, right? But we need to breathe more deeply. We actually have a crisis of panic and anxiety in the culture and in the global culture. And we need more oxygen. A lot of our disorders, a lot of our discomforts are actually caused by the fact that we do not breathe deeply enough. We do not get enough oxygen. So energy flows where attention, that's the central theme of the Feel Better Challenge. So we're going to focus our attention and see where the energy goes. Breathing anchors our attention and our presence. That's why we're talking about presence, the present of presence, the ultimate gift for all seasons. There are many types of breathing and varieties of breathing exercises. we will focus on nose or nostril breathing, and that's very important. And we will align our nose and nostril breathing with belly breathing or diaphragmatic breathing. And our intention is to elicit the relaxation response, or, as I call it, something you can feel, a felt sense of ease or calm in the body and the mind. The handout for this class provide information on the benefits of breathing exercises, some of which I will share as we practice together. So this is a great time to explore the power of the breath. I am excited to welcome all of you who registered, who are just listening live, to experience part one of the Feel Better Challenge this busy holiday season. Again, thank you for the present of your presence. You and I are the most treasured holiday gift to our families and friends as we gather to celebrate Christmas or Kwanzaa or just to spend time with loved ones. Our presence is the greatest gift that we can give. So let's keep that in mind as we move through this, that we want to be present. And when we walk in the room, we want to walk in love. We want to walk in faith. We want to walk in trust. We want to walk with forgiveness. Our presence is going to be magnetic in a way that attracts love to us and gives love to those we encounter as we move through the holiday season. So let's get started. We're going to jump in right away so we can get the exercises in. And so get comfortable in your sacred space, wherever you may be. I did give a handout on sacred space, and essentially, your sacred space is where you can find yourself again and again, your inner wisdom, where you can tune in and get quiet and settle down and be in a supportive environment that makes you feel safe and secure and protected. So that's a basic definition of sacred space. You might have a little aromatherapy. You might have a little water, maybe a little essential oil, just the other support that you may need along the way. So get comfortable wherever you're sitting. Relax your shoulders and arms. Settle your feet and free your hands. It's going to be a hands-free exercise because you're going to use your hands in the exercise. Take a sip of water if you've not already done so. Perhaps you need a notepad if you want to jot down a note or two or a question. And stay awake as you relax and settle into your inner wisdom. Breathing exercises are also employed to induce sleep. So that's another use for breathing exercises. For this hour, we want you to stay awake and wait till 9 o'clock or a little later for your bedtime to go to a good, deep, and peaceful, restful sleep. And at the first sign of discomfort, discontinue any exercise and just stop and listen should you feel any kind of discomfort as you go through the exercise. So now, the first thing we're going to do is to take a few seconds to do a body scan and then a mind scan to log your starting point, a little pretest, or to establish a baseline. Similar to when you go to your annual checkup every year, you establish a baseline, so when you go back the next year, you know whether you've gotten better or some challenge has come in. So we're going to establish a breathing baseline. Start with your feet, your attention or your awareness into your feet. You don't have to look at them. You're going to have your eyes closed or open. Maybe if they're open starting out, you'll be less likely to fall asleep. And move up through your body. And just notice what you are most aware of in your body. And I'm going to take you through that. So start with your feet, and then move to your ankles, and then your legs, and then your knees, and then your thighs, coming on up to your buttocks, and then your low back, and go into your spine, and then your upper back, and your shoulders, go to your arms and your hands, and then come back to your neck and your head. And remember what you are most aware of that's calling out to you in your body as we start out on this breathing exercise journey together. And next, what are your thoughts? So we're going to do the mind scan. Are you missing a Christmas sale somewhere? Is that what you're thinking? Are there too many gifts to buy? Are there long lines of money worries? Scrooge got a hold on you? Again, just notice whatever the self-talk, whatever the committee, as we sometimes call it, in your head may be saying over and over again as you try to relax and to come into your breathing and to the breath of life that comes in on the breath of air. And now let's imagine we've done our body scan, right? Everybody's done a body scan. You know what you're aware of. Everybody's done a mind scan, so you know what you're thinking. So now we're really going to get started with the breathing. But as always, I like to start with a meditation or a prayer. And this time, because it's a gratitude prayer. So now let's imagine that we are all holding hands. Everybody who's listening or registered, wherever you may be, imagine that we are all holding hands in a breathing circle of everyone who's listening and participating, a breathing circle of love and light, as I say, the gratitude prayer. Dear God, we give thanks, we give thanks, we give thanks for your divine love that flows through us and blesses all that we receive and all that we give. We honor you for your divine presence, for the breath of life that dwells within us as we gather to share your gifts, your grace, and your divine light. Bless be. Okay, now we're prayed up, so we're ready to move forward. And the first thing we're going to do is a warm-up exercise. And that's really about your hands. And what I want to share that I think is very important that we sometimes take for granted, or maybe we just don't view it this way, and that is that we all have healing hands. So say that with me, please. We all have healing hands.
Healing hands.
We all have healing hands. Healing hands.
Healing hands.
Healing hands.
That's it. And we want to use our hands for healing purposes. You know, I think songwriters have always known about the power in our hands. You know, we've got, he's got the whole world in his hands when we speak about God. And we remember Bill Withers singing about Grandma's hands. Remember that song? And Grandma's hands clapped in church on Sunday morning. She brought me a piece of candy. She picked me up and I fell. She issued me a warning. You know, we all have a little bit of Grandma's hands, right?
Right.
Sure we do. We pat somebody on the back, that's your healing hands at work. So we know that touch matters, feel matters. And our hands can tell us a lot about how we feel. So we're going to be sensing with the hands, which is called palpation in energy medicine, and listening with our hands. So let's activate and acknowledge the loving energy in our hands, the loving receptors, and rub your hands together gently, backwards and forwards, very gently. Relax your shoulders. Remember to keep your shoulders relaxed. And then place your right hand on your diaphragm, or your belly, right at the bottom of your rib cage. And then place your left hand on your upper chest, where your upper lungs, the lobes of your lungs are. And as a disclaimer, if your hands get tired, rest them. Just put them in your lap. For the most part, I want you to start out listening with your hands to what's going on with your breathing. I am your internal wisdom guide. And your hands are your tools, and your other tools are attention, intention, and awareness. So I want you to give yourself permission to engage in the breathing exercises, to engage in the experience of feeling the breathing exercises. Start, believe it or not, we start with what I call a breath scan, and that is nothing more than logging into your breath, your natural breathing, so that you have a baseline for your breath, so that you know, what is my normal breath doing when I wake up in the morning, throughout the day, when I go to bed tonight? What is my breath like? What does it do? So again, your hand is on your diaphragm, your right hand, your left hand is on your upper chest, and you're going to just notice. Notice your in-breath. Are you breathing in through your nose? Or are you breathing in through your mouth? Or both? Notice your out-breath. Are you breathing out through your nose or out through your mouth? How do you exhale? Is your breath deep in your belly or just up in your upper chest? Is your breath calm? Is your breath anxious? Just notice what is already there. And the intention that you have when you notice and observe your breathing is to be done without judgment or criticism. This is about honoring the health within us, not criticizing or judging, only honoring. This exercise is about reverence and gratitude for the breath of air that brings us the breath of life. We're sort of collecting information now about our own breathing and what's normal. And we say, where there is breath, there is health. Where there is breath, there is health. So we're taking a wellness break to honor our health. This is what we do in energy medicine. Energy medicine is focused on finding the health that always already dwells within you, that's always there by the grace of God, that's always available if we will but tune into it and work with it in a way that enhances it and makes it grow throughout our bodies and our minds and keeps us out of harm's way as it relates to our health. And the mantra we say when we just listen and honor our breath is, I am well. Say it with me, please. I am well. Claim your health. I am well.
I am well.
I am well. And the other mantra for blessing and observing and noticing your breath is simply, blessed be. Blessed be. Bless your health. Bless your breath, whatever it's doing, because we're going to learn more about helping the breath to naturally and normally correct any challenges that may be showing themselves. So you want to listen to your breath with reverence and gratitude and honor and glory to God at the start of your day, throughout your day, before bedtime. Any time is a good time to honor your breath. So that was pretty easy, right? Our breath scan, and now we know what's already there, and we know what we're working with. So take a minute to relax your hand. Take a sip of water if you like. If you need to, make any adjustment if you need to in your comfort zone, in your sacred space. And we're going to move into the second sequence of breathing exercises, of which there are four different types of breathing exercises in this series, and it is continuous with breaks. And the mantra is, I can heal myself, because we can heal ourselves, because God built us with self-healing, self-correcting mechanisms that are at work for us all the time. It's such an amazing, amazing concept to really understand at its depth, and that's what we're here to do. Once again, you're going to listen with your hands, so you can rub them together gently just to activate the receptors that are there waiting to work with you. Gently, though, very gently does it. Make sure your shoulders are relaxed, and place your right hand on your belly and your left hand, once again, on your upper chest. You're going to inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth. That will be true for each of these exercises. I'll say that again. You will inhale through the nose, and you will exhale through the mouth. And that will be the form that we will use for this particular exercise. Your attention will be on the in-breath and the out-breath. And secondarily, your attention will be on movement in your hands. So make sure that your hands are very gently placed on your body, that you're not holding yourself too tightly, kind of like caressing yourself, loving yourself, feeling excited about healing yourself. That's the kind of attention you want to place. Your intention is to come into the present moment, because breathing, deep breathing, allows you to be in the present by the way you focus your attention and your awareness. So you will focus on your bodily sensation, again, without judgment or criticism. This is to build health. This is to build health and to feel better, to feel peace, to feel a calm presence. What you'll be aware of is the movement in your hands and body. Maybe some rhythms or some patterns of breathing will emerge that you've not experienced before. So, number one, okay, now I'm going to do these exercises to a four count on the inhale and a four count on the exhale. And for the most part, we will do them in a series of three. So the first, we will do first as an individual breath, one breath at a time with a pause in between each breath. And the reason I wanted to start that way is I want to take a moment to talk about an idea that we hear a lot from Ilana Van Zandt and from Deepak Chopra and Dr. Andrew Weil and a lot of gurus that we see, wellness gurus that we see on television, and they're always telling us to take a breath, right? We have all heard someone say recently, in recent times, to take a breath, right? You know, and what I believe is that sometimes we're not taking the kind of breath that they're talking about. And so I want to ensure that we take the breath that the gurus are telling us to take when we take that one power breath, is what I'm going to call it. And what I mean by that is that means that you're taking a deep breath. It's not just in your upper chest where your left hand is resting. A lot of us, not anybody on this call, of course, we're all good deep breathers, but you might need to share this with someone, right? what we want to learn to do less of is to just breathe into our upper chest where our left hand is sitting, and to do more breathing that goes all the way down into what I'm calling the belly or the diaphragm. So we begin. And I will demonstrate, even though you can't see me, and hopefully you won't hear too much of my breathing, but I will instruct as I go. And so it's 1, 2, 3, 4 on the inhale, and 1, 2, 3, 4 on the exhale. So let's begin with breathing through the nose and exhaling through the mouth, taking just one breath. And inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, and rest. Let's try that once again. Okay. Inhale through the nose, 4, exhale, 2, 3, 4, and rest. And for a third time, inhale, 2, 3, 4, exhale through the mouth, 2, 3, 4, and rest. Now, what you might begin to notice, if you take your attention to your hands, you may notice some movement in your lungs or in your chest, just as a result of taking those three individual breaths. And by the time we get through all four of the variations, you will feel more activity in your right hand and your belly, as we will begin to breathe more deeply. And that is our goal, to get to a deep, healing, supportive, expanding breath. So when you take a breath, from now on, when you hear someone say, take a breath, remember that you want to take a nice, deep breath. Because sometimes in life, that's all you have time for. I would imagine Joyce experiences that a lot. Where you have time for one good deep breath before you have to call somebody or before you have to step up to speak. And I imagine all of you at some point have times you get in the car, you're feeling stressed, but you have to go because you might be running a little late. Still stop and take that one deep breath. in through the nose, and blow it out through the mouth. And rest for a second as well to notice if the shift occurs that you're looking for. If the one breath doesn't do it, then try three. And that's what we're going to do next, is we're going to do three continuous breaths without a break. And it's the continuous breathing, the conscious breathing. It's called structured breathing. It is also called because you apply some parameters to it. But that's for practice purposes. When you learn how to do these after some time of practicing, you won't need to count. You can really feel your way through it. But for this purpose, we'll be counting. So we're going to do three continuous breaths in through the nose, inhale, and exhaling through the mouth. So let's begin and inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale, two, three, four. So I hope you were able to keep that breath going and going. When you practice, you can add more repetitions to that to expand your lungs, your breathing capacity, and to bring in more oxygen. The deeper you breathe, the more oxygen you bring into your lungs. The deeper you breathe, the more you move out the carbon dioxide that needs to be moved out so the oxygen can come in. So it's all about getting oxygen into those lungs, into a deep, deep place. Because it's in the deep place, in the lower lungs, where the relaxation response, which we call the parasympathetic nerves, that's where they live, and that's where they do their work. And if we're not breathing into those parasympathetic nerves, we're not optimizing our relaxation response. So that's what we're doing when we breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth continuously. So moving to the next one. This time we're going to inhale through the nose. In all of these we will. Exhale through the mouth again. Only this time we're going to pull in our belly towards our spine so that we maximize the exhale, which is very important. And I'll say a little bit more about that in a minute. Again, to the count of four. First, we're going to do just one. Again, you can always do one when that's all you can do. Certainly is better than not doing any at all. And you will learn how to use it to your advantage once you practice in various situations. So, inhale through the nose. Exhale and pull in your belly towards your spine as you blow the air out. Pull it all the way back. And what you'll probably notice is that you have a spontaneous inhale that comes with a deep exhale when you pull in your belly towards your spine. And that is the reason to do that, so that you get the deep, deep exhale. So you get the bad air out so we can get more good air in and we can relax and we can get oxygen and reorganize our energy field and the movement of our energy and feel better. So let's try that once again, just one. Begin, inhale through the nose, and one, two, three, four. Exhale through the mouth, pulling in the belly, two, three, four. And rest while that spontaneous breath comes in, and maybe you even can rest for a second and just notice that your body may want to shake from side to side or front to back. Whatever motions, natural, spontaneous, inner motions you feel, just honor and bless those motions. Your internal wisdom, your internal intelligence really knows what it's doing. So now we're going to do that continuously for three repetitions. Breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth, pulling in the belly. Let's begin and inhale. Four, exhale, pulling belly. Three, four, inhale. Two, three, four, exhale, pulling belly. Four, inhale. Two, three, four, exhale. Two, three, four, and rest. The resting part with the breath work is almost as important as the breath itself. So just keep that in mind and always take a moment to rest. All right, we're going to move quickly. I think I have 5 minutes through the next two. And this next one is really, really, really important. And this is where some experts say that the most efficient way to improve your breathing and to get deep breathing and to get more oxygen into your lungs and therefore into your bloodstream and into your body where you need it is to exhale first. So we're going to exhale first through the mouth. And then you'll notice that you will inhale spontaneously through your nose, since we've been practicing through the nose. So exhale first to the count of four. Inhale spontaneously. Again, pulling the belly while you exhale first. Ready, set, go. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. That should have been pretty spontaneous on the inhale side. Hopefully you were able to exhale first. There are some who find that a little awkward starting out, but I guarantee you if you practice it and try it again and again, you will find it beneficial. So we're going to do three of those in succession. Exhaling first through the mouth, which will generate a spontaneous inhale that we will let come out through the nose. Let's begin. Exhale, two, three, four. Inhale, two, three, four. Exhale for the belly, three, four. Inhale, four. Exhale for the belly, three, four. Inhale. Now I just felt my shoulders unwind and circle around, and lots of good stuff is going on inside, reorganizing. Mm-hmm. Hopefully some of you are feeling some of these sensations. As you practice, you will feel them more. And know that they are healing sensations. Do not let them challenge you. This is you working with the breath of air that comes in, the breath of life that comes in on the breath of air. And so exhaling first one more time, two, three, four, and spontaneous inhale and rest. So please practice the exhale first option as often as you can, as many repetitions, building on repetitions. You can build by adding numbers, or you can build by adding time. You can do 1 minute, you can do 3 minutes, and work up to 10 minutes. That would be amazing. Mm. And the last exercise is inhale through the nose, hold the inhale, and then exhale. And there's a different count for that. This one is a little different because you're holding. And some of my singer friends who are listening in might have fun with this one since they get to hold the breath. This is Andrew Weil's favorite relaxation breath. It's on his CD, Breathing the Master Key to Self-Healing. And so let's try it. Inhale through the nose. I didn't give you the count. Inhale through the nose to the count of four. Hold for the count of six, and inhale to the count of eight. So we're going to do one first. And inhale, two, three, four. Hold gently, two, three, four, five, six. Exhale, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. And rest. That too may generate an exhale or an inhale, that now begins to feel more fluid, begins to feel a little freer, begins to feel a little calmer, a little more natural, to have a deeper breath into your belly. Remember to tune into what your hands are feeling when you breathe into your belly. So now we're going to do that again. Inhale through the nose, hold, and exhale. The count is 4, 6, and 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and rest. I just notice and remember, I can heal myself. I can heal myself. I am well. I am blessed. I am well. And now finally, we will do this breath 3 times before we close where we started. Okay, I hope you're still hanging in there with me. Inhaling through the nose, holding to the count of 6, exhaling to the count of 8 for 3 breaths. Ready, set, inhale. 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, inhale, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Inhale, 2, 3, 4, and hold, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Exhale, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Once again, you might feel your body moving from side to side. You might feel your upper chest expanding as more oxygen moves through your lungs, and which means that the lungs are going to make sure that that oxygen is carried throughout your body. So relax your hands and shake it off. You know, shake your hands a little bit in case they become a little weary. And take a sip of water if you need to. And we're actually done with the structured conscious breathing exercises. You can try any of the 4 variations. I encourage you to practice at least once a day, twice if you can, even if it's just for short intervals. A short interval is actually quite optimal. So close by noticing what's there. Observe your natural breath. How do you feel, and what are your thoughts? Thank you for tuning in to this exercise. Alexis,
wow.
Do you have time? Any comments?
I'm trying to catch my breath, Paula.
Are you asleep?
No.
Are you awake?
I'm not asleep, but I am smiling from ear to ear. Oh, my goodness.
That's inner wisdom as well. That inner smile is inner wisdom.
Well, you know, I noticed it as, and thank you. Let me vocalize my thank you. I noticed that the smile, when you, at the end of each exercise, when you reminded us to be aware of our bodies and our bodies' reactions to the exercises, I quite sincerely just had a natural smile at the end of each of the series. The one breath portion I could feel, and overall I do feel better. But when you talk about just that natural response at the end of each series, my face to this just like huge grin. And my whole body felt it. So I hope that others who have participated this evening or will participate, you know, in listening to the archive have at least that similar response and just that immediate gratification of knowing that even with practice, it may become a more natural exercise and thing to do to stop and take that deep breath. But here in this moment, whether we never do it again, ever do it again or not, it made me feel good. So I thank you, Paula, very much.
Thank you. Thank you. This is this breathing space is really sacred space. It's a very powerful work, and it's effective for pain reduction. It's effective for panic and anxiety reduction. I overcame years of panic attacks. I've been panic attack free for 10 years, primarily because of conscious, continuous breathing exercises. So let's share that with you as my testimony.
Absolutely. We do actually have a caller on the line. I'm going to get to that individual in a moment. But if you would, please, and one thing I experienced in the third exercise where you instructed us, if I'm wrong in my understanding, please correct me, and everybody else can be confirmed in what is accurate as well. But I understood that we were to pull in our stomachs while we were exhaling. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
And that was very counterintuitive. Like, I really had to think and focus on doing that. My body wanted to do the exact opposite. So if you would maybe expand on that and adjusting, you know, how you would recommend an adjustment to that, I will welcome our caller with his or her question.
What a great question. Thank you so much. And the idea is that your muscles, which are quite intelligent and are quite accustomed to doing what they normally do, are not accustomed to doing this type of exhale and pulling in the belly. It's a matter of retraining those muscles. That's some resistance that is there due to unfamiliarity more than anything else. And the fact that you have not introduced that in a way that you are working with your breath. And let me also say that working with your breath in that way also works with your diaphragm and helps it to stay strong and resilient and facile. And it also works with your internal organs, because as you breathe through the diaphragm and lift rib cage, you are actually massaging all the organs that are in the area. So there's a lot to be gained, but yes, there is most often resistance, not only in the belly and pulling in the belly and to exhaling first. There's often resistance to inhaling beyond the upper chest. There are many breathers who don't even realize that they're only breathing in their upper chest. And one of the ways to realize that is to notice when you inhale, your shoulders go up, you're breathing in your upper chest. You're not breathing in your belly. So that's one way to know. So keep your shoulders down and relax. And just keep trying, and soon it will be easier, because you're going to love that spontaneous inhale that comes after the deep exhale, and you're going to get a lot more oxygen in your system. Thank you for the question.
Sure.
I hope
that
helps.
We actually have Ms. Silver Logan Sharp on the line, and she's got a few comments that she'd like to share. Silver, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Hello, ladies. How are you?
Hello, Silver.
I am, first of all, really enjoying this, and I get the personal benefit of the experience of Paula Potts, and she is my mother and my business partner, and believe it
Yay.
Or not, keeps us all grounded. It's unbelievable. And I just have to say that, you know, we have such a high anxiety life. Everything that's going on in the world right now with all the craziness and the random craziness, the ordinary craziness and the terrorism and all the things that are going on. And we take for granted how important that cleansing breath is. And I get the benefit of scheduling appointments with Miss Paula all the time to get on the table. We call it get on the table. And I just wanted to say to the listeners out there, as easy as this may sound or whatever, you'd be surprised at how you really do have to concentrate. I heard you say that you had to really think about it for a minute to get it right, because we think, oh, breathing, it's just breathing. But when you breathe with intention, you can really feel things happening. And so I've had a lot of anxiety, a lot going on, you know, with the music business and all the craziness and things that I'm in. And I thought, let me just log on and see, even though I have the benefit of this information all the time, but when I put my hand on my belly and my hand on my chest and started to really think, and the intention is one of the most important things that she said, it did change exactly. It's not your normal breathing. Remember that when you're in traffic. Remember that when you are at the DMV. Remember that when you are, you know, at a restaurant.
Standing in line.
They just keep getting standing in line, any of that kind of stuff. And so we think that we're breathing with intention. Your intention is that you're mad and you're ready to cuss somebody out, and so your breathing is heightened because of it, but it's not relaxing you, and it's not
exactly
back to center. And so that moment of breathe in and breathe out just sort of really brings you a spark of clarity so you can get yourself together and respond appropriately. So I thank you for this challenge. I can't wait for the next one. I'm going to rag on all my friends and people who missed it, who I know have high anxiety lives, and take simple, intentional breathing for granted. So I thank you for that. Thank you, Alexis. Thank you, Ms. Joyce. I don't know if you're still listening and you're out there, and I can't wait till you're the mayor. And thank you, Mom.
And right, so we're just capitalizing off what you said. Thank you, and thank you for recognizing Joyce. And I'd like for all of us to give Joyce a standing ovation for her courage and her commitment. Yes. Put your hands together for Joyce. The up-and-coming mayor for Baker, Louisiana, councilwoman.
Fabulous.
This is a very, very challenging time to be in politics, so I commend her for that. And I just wanted to say, in relationship to what Silver was saying, our current state of affairs is that we walk in fear of the unknown, waiting for the next gun to fire, waiting for the next reason to fall on our knees and cry for mercy, waiting for next reason to say, make it stop, I can't, you know. That goes on every day. Anxiety and panic are at an all-time high, and it is heartbreaking to watch the news or Facebook or any media. And what we don't realize, which is so important for me to say, is that we are literally holding our breath, and we don't even realize it.
That
we
is so true.
We are holding our breath, waiting for what is going to happen next. So when we get in those moments, that's when it's so critically important to take that deep belly breath, to take that deep exhale, which is going to then give you a spontaneous inhale of good oxygen that's going to make you feel calmer, and thereby it's going to make you feel better. And something else Silver said is going to give you a lot of clarity. You can take that to the bank, as somebody said here yesterday who was here doing some jewelry. You can put it in the cart, talking about some news. You can put that in the cart. Put that in the cart and pay for it. Because breathing exercises, when well practiced, will actually give you more mental clarity and more intuitive clarity. And you know how we have to make split-second decisions. We have to make split-second decisions, and we have to seek solutions to all that we are confronted. And in order to seek and come up with the right solutions to the challenges that we face, even the challenges of breathing, and getting it in and remembering to do it, right? But we're all going to remember. This is the new breathing club.
The breathing club, I love
that.
New
breathing club, right? We're going to do it ourselves, and we're going to spread the word to all friends and neighbors, and we're going to invite them to listen in, and any one of these exercises.
When is the next one? When is the next one?
I think the next series is on grounding yourself, which is equally important, and that's, I think, right now tentatively scheduled for January 21st. And in each of our exercises, in each part of the series, we will be working with the breath every time. So by the time we're through with the series, you should really be grounded in your breath and understand it and be able to work. Breathing exercises are incorporated in everything that I do and have been for me for over 20 years. It's the reason that I can do all the things I can do by the grace of God, and I am forever grateful. and honored and delighted to share this with each of you that's listening, registered. Please stay in touch with me. Give me your feedback and your commentary. I think we're a minute out, Alexis.
Just about.
I think
just
we're,
about.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And remember that the theme of my book is Love is the Answer. And so that's my Christmas message. Love is the answer. Whatever it is that you're facing, God is bigger and can make all your dreams come true. And love is the answer, and love takes many forms: forgiveness, compassion, kindness. Even quiet can be loving when someone else needs to talk and just needs you to listen. So remember, take a breath, think a loving thought, and then make a loving act. Happy holidays to all. Be blessed. Be peace. Be loved. I love you.
Wow. Well, thank you, Paula, and thank you, Silver. You have certainly blessed this closing segment of tonight's show. And, yes, we do look forward to welcome you back in January, Paula, for part two. And I understand that the date is still being decided upon, but that you are looking forward, did you say, January 21st. So we want to hold all of our all of our listening family to save that date, January 21st. And look for more information to come from Paula and from Impacting You.
I just went off. Because it, you know, Blog Talk Radio doesn't go over.
Right.
Well, that's just a tentative date.
Like,
Huh?
That was good, love.
Could you hear?
Yeah.
I was concerned people might.
No, you could hear everything.
Could you hear? Because I couldn't do the breathing because I had to count.
No. But it was perfectly timed. And that was doing.
I'm sorry, family. It looks like we had a bit of a technical difficulty there. I don't know all of what you heard, but we are wrapping up. And we wanted to thank all of you for listening this evening. We want to welcome you back for part two, hold the date of January 21st. There will be more information to come from Paula and from Impacting You Radio with regard to the confirmed date and time. Listening family, Joyce Burgess did have to leave us to attend to a public service there in her community. But in her absence, I would still like to thank her for her support with tonight's show and for inviting her organization, National Black Home Educators, to join us as well. And finally, to all of our participants this evening, thank you for your time. I hope sincerely that you are leaving with something that you can feel, as Paula said. I look forward to engaging with you further as Impacting You Radio grows in the coming season. If you'd like to reach me, you may do so via email at clients@hirealexis.com. So, family, it is the holiday season. I wish you all the best and increased success in the new year. Good care, and remember to be true advocates to yourselves, your families, and your communities, and to be mindful in all things impacting you. And lastly, don't forget to breathe. Peace, family.